Welcome to Bullships, where we use pop culture to initiate conversations, call out the myths portrayed in entertainment, and empower listeners with information to improve relationships. We're your hosts, Kelly and Stephanie. Hello and welcome to episode 50. How crazy.
That is pretty crazy.
That we are on episode 50 and it is Happily Ever, Love is Blind.
Yeah, another one we couldn't not. I mean, it is everywhere.
It is everywhere. People are obsessed with it. It's a Netflix show. I started watching it. At first, I was like, man, I don't think I'm going to like this. And then by the end of the episode went, I'm crying. So, of course, I'm gonna watch the rest of them all. So, what were your thoughts on it?
I've just been hearing so much about it, like another podcast that I listened to. So, I've been intrigued by it for sure. And, you know, I love a good dating show.
Absolutely.
So I think it's, what is it, 9 episodes? Mm-hmm. 9 episodes, hour long each, which is a little bit of a commitment for me. That can be a tough binge for me. I like how The Bachelor comes out once a week, and it's like I can tolerate once a week hour. But anything for the pod is that I'll watch it. And it's kind of like a dating show where there's couples, the men and women are kept separately, and they are dating each other without seeing each other. They go into like these really, I think they look pretty cool, little pods that are like little apartments in a way, couches and a bar and just really comfy vibes.
Yeah. I found myself thinking so much about the logistics this. Like, do they call each other? Or say like, hey, at 7:30 p.m. I'm going to meet you in pod number 7, and then you just go to pod number 7.
Totally.
But it also sounds like during the day, you know, because someone made a comment of, oh, I've been dating for 4 hours, like maybe during the day you have a special pod and then other people move. I had a lot of questions.
Questions about the logistics too. And then I was like, how do they know? Like sometimes people would be super casual, but they would both be super casual.
Yeah.
Like both the guy and the girl would be.
Like dressed casually?
Dressed casually.
Yeah.
Like, and comfy, and I'm like, if you're not seeing each other,
yeah,
I'd always be in comfy clothes.
Exactly.
But sometimes they were regular clothes, and then sometimes they would be like drinking together, but sometimes they weren't. So then you wonder if it's the time of day that's different. I know there was a lot of logistical questions, and then how do you know who you're seeing? Because there was a couple of episodes where they were like, Joe?
Yeah, it's
Joe. Wait, don't you know you're walking in with Joe? Like, is it a surprise and who's on the other end?
Or maybe, I don't know. Or maybe people have made mistakes before. I don't know.
So
lots
weird.
Of questions.
Lots of questions.
It's also hosted by Vanessa and Nick Lachey, who they're only in the beginning, and then I never see them again.
What
so
a gig,
I actually don't know their purpose.
What a score on that gig,
So a lot of questions. If you guys know any of the answers to these, please let us know, because these are the things that drive us crazy.
Totally. I did find myself getting lost in like, wait a second.
Yeah.
How are they doing this?
Yeah. Why is no one eating the candy?
They do the whole pod thing. I think it's 10 days, right?
Yes.
So 10 days of dating.
Yes.
Dating.
Yes.
With the
ultimate goal of being engaged.
And do you have to be engaged?
To then go on to part like two. Yes.
So there's people
who I'm sure who like were in these pods and never like met anyone they made a connection with, and then they just went home.
Yeah. Okay. So
I'm guessing. I don't know.
Let's put that on the list of questions. they had certain amount of days that they dated, and then at the end it's not even the end.
No.
That's like
no.
kind of the beginning.
Yes.
Where they
is.
Get engaged.
Yep.
In the pods.
Yes.
So they're in, they still have not seen each other. So love is blind. It's because they haven't seen each other.
Yes.
So nobody knows what they look
like.
So
the whole premise is that you're dating this person for their personality.
Yep.
You don't see them. All you do is hear their voice and you have a conversation. Basically, you're dating via phone. Like
exactly.
That's what it sounded like to
me. Exactly.
You know, you don't see them. It seemed like some people decided not to talk about things about their appearance.
Yes.
It seemed like some people did. Like, there was that one dude that we were like, blah, about the one who was like, oh, it sounds like you're, you know, this certain race. And you're like, cool, dude. Like, that's not cool. But it seemed like some people decided not to talk about that at all. Because, I mean, that's another thing. You could describe how you look. And I think that that's not, you know... that wasn't the premise of this show.
I'm a little surprised it didn't happen more, to yeah. be honest. I feel like that would be, I don't know. I feel like I'd be inclined yeah. to either talk about myself or whatever. Yeah. And some people
maybe,
kind of
maybe
did.
They were trying to be, like, true to the, like, not seeing yeah. model, you know?
Yeah, really going all in.
Yeah.
I really. Have another logistical question uh-huh. that I just thought of. Yeah. Is the other, like, the women lived with each other.
Yes.
And so, like, some of the women were dating some of the same men.
Yes.
And that would make me insane.
Yeah.
I'm such a brat.
Yeah.
That's why I couldn't go on The Bachelor either. Because it's
you don't
a little
share.
Bit. I wouldn't want to share my
yep,
man.
Yep.
You know? Yep. And then, like, multiple people dating multiple women yep. / men. I'm
yeah.
like, how is that?
Yeah.
Do you guys, like, just chat about yeah. that? Or does everybody kind of keep it on the DL? But then
yeah.
you're living with each other,
yeah.
so.
And I was hoping that would be, and it does come up. So this is really supposed to be just of episode one. But, of course, after watching
oh,
episode
yeah.
one, we
sorry, we'll bleed
it,
over
so
into the other
one. we kind of do bleed over into the other one. So hopefully you watch a whole bunch
yeah.
before you listen
you
to
this.
You
can't just watch one.
No,
if you
you're
watch,
right.
You could probably stop about three or four because
yes. yeah.
it kind of
yeah,
gets
yeah.
into a new phase
yep.
of it.
Yep.
But the first episode, oh, hell no, you're going
yes.
to number
yep.
two
yep.
right away.
Absolutely.
Skip to the next episode, Netflix.
Absolutely. And so I forgot where I was going with that.
That one of the things that we wanted to talk about, though, with this is we wanted to kind of ask, do we think the system works?
Yes.
It's obviously very unique-ish, I guess, way of putting it on TV.
Mm-hmm.
Like, we've never seen this before, but like
mm-hmm.
you mentioned, it's a lot like online dating in this, oh, but without the picture.
Yes.
It would be as if you just texted somebody
yes.
based on nothing, really, because
yes.
they don't have any, I don't think, background info
no.
about these people.
No.
Luckily, everybody was like, pretty good looking.
Yeah.
Like, everybody was pretty good, pretty
yeah.
okay. So you weren't disappointed, at
yeah.
least. I mean, some people were, but that's a different story.
Yeah.
But it's also, like, so they didn't really set you up to, like mess with you, really.
Yeah.
Like, these are all about the same age-ish
yeah. Yeah.
people. They all seem to have careers.
Yeah. All seem to be looking for a real
relationship. They were all looking for. So
yeah.
they all kind of had some characteristics
yes.
that kind of put them, like, this would make sense.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. But I was thinking about that a lot, too, of, you know, does this work? And granted, you know, they were, like somebody on the show said, you know, that was all they were doing. Like, they were just dating all day, every
That's
day.
It.
So
no
just,
work, no nothing.
No
yeah.
other distractions. They didn't have phones. They didn't have emails. They
oh,
didn't
right.
have anything. And so it was just either being in their apartment with, like, the other women, or they were dating, you
mm-hmm.
know? And so on one hand, and I was like, oh, that's great that they're removing, you know, or not even great, but like, oh, that's interesting or unique that they're removing kind of the physical piece. But then there was also another side of me that, you know, goes back to this, like, well, that's not really a realistic scenario. Like, there's so many things that add to the dating experience,
mm-hmm.
you know, like you know, in real life, you still have a job, you still have other things that stress you out, other responsibilities that, like, is that person going to be supportive and, you know, there for you in those tough times, or are they going to see it and be like, well, you work in this, so you shouldn't be very, like, stressed out, you know?
Yeah.
So, like, all of those things I feel like add into this whole experience about, like, you know, can I be your partner forever?
And in all these different areas. One of the
yeah.
things that stood out to me, kind of to your point, is that when Barnett, he's one of the characters, he's a very popular character,
yeah.
if you will. So in his pod,
uh-huh.
it was messy.
Yeah.
Like, he had shit on the floor and, like, the drinks on the table and, like, the
yeah.
blankets were all messed
yeah.
up. And I was just looking at it like, oh, that poor girl doesn't know that he has a messy pod.
Yeah.
Like, that might mean something, you know, that he's, like, not.
I don't even think I noticed that he would have a messy pod.
Totally, right? But you don't see that kind of stuff.
No.
So it's kind of like the logistics of life.
Yes.
They don't, you don't
yeah.
see those when you're just having a conversation.
Exactly.
You know?
Exactly. Well, and also when we talk about conversation, when you're face-to-face in front of somebody, so much communication
mm-hmm.
comes from nonverbal. And so at least they were able to hear tone,
right.
maybe pauses, maybe, like, sighs or when they would cry, because they would cry too. It's not just the viewers. So they would hear that, but they couldn't see, like, if, you know, if somebody made an awkward comment, the other person being like, you know, with their facial reaction or anything else. And so, you know, wondering what gets lost within all that. There was actually an experience where, again, our dude Barnett, who, you know, again, very popular, has these three women, and all these three women have very different experiences with him. And some people feel like they're way closer than they are, maybe. And so, you know, I was wondering when I was watching that of how much of that was, you know, because of those nonverbal things that they didn't see and were only taking literal words versus getting the whole picture.
Totally.
Yeah.
I think that's a good point, because they were very different. Same guy.
Yeah.
Three different women. Extremely different experiences with them. Yeah. No, that's a huge, huge part of it. And I think, you know, my guess is that with the reason that they even started the show is because maybe people realized with online dating, there was so much emphasis on the looks and the picture.
Yes.
Do you have a cool enough hiking pic? Yeah. Or did you go to the cool enough spot for brunch?
Do you have a cute dog?
Do you have a cute dog? And what kind of shoes do you wear?
Yeah.
You know? So there's all of these things that we make these assumptions about somebody based on our own experiences that might make you eliminate that person when you could have been I was like, sorry, guys, I'm going to give a little bit of a spoiler, but one of the couples on there is Lauren and Cameron.
Yes.
And Lauren, I think that's his name.
Yes.
And Cameron's white and Lauren's African-American, and she was saying how she's never dated a white guy before, ever. And so if she was on a dating app, she would probably eliminate somebody like Cameron. But when she got to know him, they had success, you know? And so stuff like that can kind of, or age was another one that
age
came up.
Age was another one. Height is another one that
another
comes
one.
Up a lot.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
So I think that was the whole goal, was to eliminate that piece. And so giving it allows the space to connect with people maybe you wouldn't normally connect with. Mm-hmm. However, we kind of see that's cool, but there's still a lot of other stuff too that is missed when you don't actually see the person.
Yes.
So it's like pick your poison, right?
Yes.
If you don't see him, then you have an opportunity to connect with somebody maybe you wouldn't.
Yes.
But if you do see them, you get an opportunity to pick up on body language, emotional reactions, things like that.
Yeah.
I was just thinking, you probably have to have a really high emotional intelligence level to like hear some of those things that you're mentioning, like the size and the like hear the eye roll or like hear the smile or something like that. Like that, if you're not emotionally intelligent, that could be, this could be a very difficult challenge for
Absolutely.
You.
Absolutely. And I do believe that's probably some of the things that happened and why people felt so confused or felt way more connected to people that maybe there weren't that connection, because, you know, they heard what they wanted to hear, you know, and in dating, that's a huge thing. How many times, I mean, and this
totally
is with like looking at everyone and everything, how many times are people like really getting signs that this person isn't interested, but you're giving them the benefit of the doubt because you want it to work out, or your expectation is in the certain way that you're just like, okay, this is a very weird experience, but I'm going to just shift it and make it fit into like what I need it to fit so I can still have like hope.
Hashtag Mark and Jessica.
Yeah. Hashtag Mark and Jessica. Ugh, that whole,
That's exactly what happened with them. Exactly.
Yep.
I think there was something that they wanted so badly with each other.
Yeah.
But the connection was a little bit missed. And it's interesting watching as a viewer, because you pick up on that stuff.
Yes.
You're like, ooh.
Absolutely.
That body language was a little bit, you know, irked or whatever.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. Also, I mean, they only show, at least because I've only seen the first four episodes, but they only showed a little bit. I wanted to see more people like go through conflict. You know, there was some conflict, and granted, I know they're not showing me all the conflict, but also that, like, I mean, that's where you learn where people default to when it comes to conflict resolution, and say you're somebody who, like, you know, just talks things out, and then you have somebody who's like a yeller, and granted they may not yell because they are on national TV and don't, you know, wanna maybe show that side of them, but that's another part that I'm like, you're not really getting to know them if you're not really seeing all the different sides to that person.
That is the truth. Yep. Yeah, you can really get a good glimpse of that, which I know sometimes even comes later on in dating anyways, but since we're condensing it into 10 days, might as well think about those things.
Exactly.
Which kind of leads us to the other thing that we were going to talk about, which is how vulnerable do these people be and how vulnerable should people be when you're dating?
Exactly. So, you know, there is this big push to, like, vulnerability, and we know it's great, and, you know, we know that it can bring us closer to people. So I think the messages around, you know, being vulnerable are great. Don't get me wrong. Like, I do think they're great. I think, and this might be just me, I don't know if you feel the same way too, but I also think that sometimes vulnerability can be used as a tool to just get close versus the idea that people earn your story. I don't know if that makes sense.
I think it makes sense. I'm like, because we talked about it. So yes. I know where you're at with it. But it's basically, it's the thing, like, if I share my, if I put my guts on the floor, if you will, then this person will know about me and then accept me and love me.
Yes.
And I think that's such a risky move.
Yeah.
Because giving somebody your story, like, our girl Brené, what is it that she said?
She said that people earn the right to hear your story.
People earn the right. And what she means by that is that you can't just go out there and tell everybody your story and expect it to be received with safety or with love or with kindness or with trust. And I think that some people miss that piece. That's why we see a lot of people putting stuff on social media that's very personal. It's like, be careful, because you don't know necessarily who or how somebody is going to respond to it. And in that moment, is that really what you need?
Yeah.
You
know? And when your guard is down, you know, is someone's response going to be something that, you know, empowers you and makes you feel good and connected to that person? Or is it going to be something that, you know, continues to chip away at whatever connection you wanted to feel?
And if you don't take the time to kind of filter who gets to hear that, then you're really opening yourself up for a lot of pain, potentially. So, yes, vulnerability is absolutely important, right? But be careful. No, be careful sounds like cautious. I think be aware, maybe, of who...
Or be intentional.
Or be intentional. Perfect word. Be intentional about who gets to hear that story. And I think that... And you know, to be honest, as I'm thinking about it, it feels like these people did a fairly good job at this, at least that we saw.
Yeah.
Because there wasn't anybody that took advantage of anybody's story or hurt them or didn't listen to. Everybody seemed to be pretty appropriate with handling some of vulnerability.
Yeah. There was the one scene, I think it was Carlton and... Oh, what is her name? She ends up with Barnett. Oh, oops, sorry. Amanda, is that her name?
Amber.
Sorry, yeah, A. I was Carlton, like, I know it's an Amber? A name. Oh, I didn't. They had a dating scene. Okay. And she started, like, talking about, like, her dad not being in her life.
And she had to
be her own, like, male masculine energy. And you can tell, like, it's maybe something she was, like, talking on and on about. It seemed like it was a pretty, like, vulnerable thing, and talking about how she, like, substituted having a male presence. And and Carlson, the guy who was in the pot, like, just walked out. Like, he was like, I don't, you know, whether he was bored or whether he was, you know, whatever it was. Yeah. That was one of the experiences. Yeah. That I was like, I mean, you can share all these things, but
And so
you never know how they're going to get received.
If Amber, let's say if Amber's in a weird place where that was still an open wound for her, and she's telling somebody this story and he walks out, that's extremely painful. On the flip side of this, I'm like, oh, we're probably going to get into something too big. But if Amber is completely, has processed this is no longer an open wound, she's kind of done her healing, that somebody walk out wouldn't mean anything to her, because it's like, nope, this is part of my story and I'm cool with it. Like, I'm okay with it. I don't need your, you know, I don't need you to make me feel better about it.
Yes, absolutely.
But yeah, that's, yeah. Oh my gosh. What an excellent example.
And I love that you brought that up, because you're right. There are things we can share that other people may think are like, really intense and deep. And they could be, but like you said, the difference between I'm sharing this with you to feel a connection because I need you to be part of, like, my empathy circle, or is it just like I'm sharing this with you because it is part of my story and I feel like it shares a little bit part of me, but like you said, but there's been that healing and processing and it's not something that someone else's reaction is going to make me feel a certain way about, you know?
Part of me is thinking, like, we need a whole damn podcast on vulnerability. It's pretty complicated because there's difference between that way. There's a difference between how you express those things. And I think so in this show, for example, they did do a good job at being vulnerable and also receiving the vulnerability from the people in a pretty healthy way for the most part. Everybody seemed pretty kind.
And there's also examples of, you know, even though they weren't seeing the person, which I think in some ways can sometimes make vulnerability a little bit easier because you're not seeing the, like, nonverbal reaction. But there were still moments with some of the contestant characters, whatever they are, people. where there were things that they were scared to share, you know, even after they got a really close connection. So you can tell that, you know, that sometimes that doesn't matter, like, whether you're seeing them or not, but perhaps how they personally feel about the situation still.
It's true. Yeah. So one of the bullships, well, the bullship, the that, bullship. That we took away from this is...
Love is blind. Yes.
We can use the title in the bullshit, right?
Absolutely. So,
and the reason that we say that is because love, maybe from the get-go, love can be blind. Yeah. But in all honesty, love really does require a lot more than just a conversation with somebody you don't physically see.
Yep.
Like we talked about, the really experiencing the energy between two people, the body language, you know, the nonverbals that we were talking about really do mean something.
Yeah.
And appropriately reading the person that's sitting next to you.
Exactly. And not just the emotional stuff, but also the, like, logistical stuff and real world things.
Oh, yeah, you were saying with, like, how are you going to handle job stress?
Yes.
Things like family issues, especially if there's an interracial couple. Yep. How do your families respond to that situation?
Exactly.
Which I think there's an episode on, but I didn't get to it.
Yeah, I haven't gotten to it, too, but the preview was there.
Yeah.
But, yeah, but all these things, you know, that do matter, you know, and I do also think a question is that, you know, that comes up on the show is for somebody that I didn't really like a lot, I've been talking about him a lot, but Barnett, again, you know, he says,
shocker,
like, there's,
I know, right? Everybody talks about a lot. He's like, it's crazy. He's kind of annoying, but he's threaded through every episode so intensely.
And so, like, for him, you know, he's saying he has these different relationships with his, like, how do you choose? How do you choose when you have a good connection with other people? And I think what helps you choose is not balancing just the emotional piece, because I feel like you can feel emotional connection with, like, a lot of people, you know, if you put in the work and all of that. It's not super easy, but, you know, that you can. But then there's also the, like, logical stuff that you have to balance. So is there, you know, is there something that makes you, you know, that makes another person, you know, a little bit more, you're a little bit more drawn to because, you know, the way you problem solve is the same, or, you know, you're willing to, or you have the same beliefs about something, you know. So, yeah, there could be many people that you're drawn to, but then also, you know, the whole package is what then makes, I feel like, certain people stand out.
Oh, yeah.
Which is why I'm, and I know we've talked about this before, probably in the beginning, but, like, I'm not a believer of, like, soulmates or things like that, because I feel like there can be so many people, and it's just this overall kind of, like, package and what works best for you and that other person.
Right. It's funny, as I'm listening to him, thinking, if they're going to rework, like, workshop this this show, some of the things that they should do is, like, have them do tasks together. Because I was thinking, like, I could probably, in the right set of circumstances, talk with my husband for hours and hours and hours. If we were being asked to put together an IKEA table, oh my God, like, we would learn so much about each other.
Agreed.
And I would make me think, like, oh, I love talking to you, but damn, this is hard. Can we overcome this?
Yeah.
That's why we just do TaskRabbit.
Yeah, there you go. There you go. And that's how you problem solve.
We just don't put ourselves in that situation.
I know. I'm like, I wish TaskRabbit sponsored us, because when my husband and I first moved into our house, our first, like, arguments were about, like, how to hang frames properly, like, and, like, you know, measured, and, like, we don't know what we're doing, so we had to hire someone so our relationship could continue.
Problem solving.
See,
perfect. That's
perfect.
The stuff you learn.
Exactly.
But one of the things about this show that's kind of funny, neither Stephanie or I are there yet, but it's the dating, and then they go live with each other.
Yes.
For a certain set of time or whatever. And then that,
I think we start 4 weeks?
I think so.
I think it's 10 days, 4 weeks of living together, or like being on this tropical island, and then getting married.
Oh, wait, do they live together? And I thought they lived with each other in somebody's apartment.
Oh.
We need to get there.
Okay, yeah. Haven't watched it, guys.
More to come on that.
More to come.
We're only wrapped up in the initial dating piece.
Exactly.
So one of the things we wanted to take you away, for you to take away, is that dating is scary. No matter how you cut it. If you do online, if you do Love is Blind, if you do
The Bachelor.
If you do The Bachelor, if you're doing singles nights at the bar.
Yes.
Or whatever
you
do.
Or someone sets you up.
Meetups.
Yeah.
All the things, right? No matter how you cut it, it is scary. Mm-hmm. Because it does require you, as the person that you are, presenting yourself in front of somebody that you don't really know much about.
And they don't know you.
And they don't know you. And I get it. So we would like for you guys to kind of assess what holds you back from doing those things. Mm-hmm. If you do want to date and you do want to connect with somebody else, but you have that anxiety or you haven't been able to, maybe it's because you've dated 90 million times and you still haven't met the right person. Mm-hmm. Just do a little bit of inventory and see if that can kind of rejuvenate or identify some things that maybe have been neglected or missed or whatever. Mm-hmm. And, you know, to be honest, watching shows like this can be a great mirror for some of our own behaviors. Mm-hmm. Is there anything that you do that looks familiar to whatever?
Yeah.
I was telling my daughter last night when we were watching it that when I was, I was like, I would hate to see me on one of these shows because I know what happens when I get really nervous and I just chat my face off and I get totally extra and I probably get like that high annoying voice that Jessica gets and it's like, oh, I could not even be that, you know, I couldn't even do it.
Yeah.
And so, you know, sometimes we can kind of pick up on those things.
Absolutely.
And, you know, and then shake it up and get yourself back out there.
Exactly. And, you know, like you were saying, if there are fears, it's looking at those, you know, are they things that you have processed, that you have worked through, or are they something that still lingers and perhaps does get in the way, you know, of dating, you know, and again, very much okay to reach out to a therapist.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, there's
to talk about
too.
Those. Yeah. To talk about, you know, those things to help you just prepare to be in a, you know, in a mental space to go out and date. You know, full disclosure, I haven't done online dating. I have a lot of friends that have, and so, you know, from what they have shared, you know, just you know, also making it that it's fun, because you know, mindset is so important. You know, if it is no longer fun, take a break. You know, I don't expect anyone like these people on the show to be dating for like four hours straight. I'm like, that's a
lot of
talking.
Or getting engaged after 4 days.
Yes.
Or whatever.
Or all of that. But you know, feel free to reach out and work through that stuff if you feel like that's something that is in the way for you.
Yeah.
But that is our Love is Blind episode.
Love is blind. Or is it?
Yes. Or is it? No, it is. No, I don't know. No. All right. So with that, we will see you on episode 51.
See you on episode 51. Bye.
If you enjoyed this episode of Bullships, please head over to your podcast player to subscribe, rate, and leave us a review.
Disclaimer. The information and resources contained in this podcast are for informational purposes only and are not intended to assess, diagnose, or treat any medical and or mental health condition. The use of this podcast does not imply nor establish any type of therapist-client relationship. Furthermore, the information obtained from this podcast should not be considered a substitute for a thorough medical and or mental health evaluation by an appropriately credentialed and licensed professional.